really spread out, this is going to be good. So, all right, it's going to be a little bit different this morning, but somebody told me it's just going to be welcome and go tell someone. But we won't make it quite that quick. But y'all stand and worship with me this morning. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me. The world is all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. For this pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Good morning. Happy New Year. All right, say with me, I will draw closer to the Lord this year. All right. So we all said it, right? So we will. Glad that you're here this morning. Natalie?
Yeah.
You're not going to like go into labor like during service, are you?
Well, I'm on health insurance now. So we're
okay, it's all good. It's all good. We have health insurance. Walt will just deliver that child right there. It'll be good. About a month away, right?
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. We're excited about that. Glad that you are here this morning. If you are visiting with us, we're a little different this morning, and it's good to have Clay back. Woo-hoo! At first, it was just Danny was the only one that cheered for you at first, but everybody joined in. Didn't want to embarrass Danny, so. We're glad to have Clay back this morning. He's going to bring God's word and lead our worship this morning. If you are visiting with us this morning, hope that you feel the love of Christ in this place. Our numbers are few, but our hearts are big. So if there is a blue card in the seat pocket in front of you, if you are visiting this morning, you can fill that out and leave it there in your seat afterwards. And if you want to be on our email list, you can fill out your email address, check the box, and we'll get you on that. Let's all stand and greet one another. Find somebody you don't know.
I skipped over the prayer there.
Okay. You can pray. You can pray later.
I'll make it up later.
Yeah, you can pray later.
I'll play it on it.
Called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives.
You'll be seated if the ushers would please come forward.
There is no two-stepping allowed in church, by the way. I'm just saying. And a couple of you, I saw you. Kevin, I saw you over there, buddy. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are just grateful to you, God. We are grateful to who you are and how you bless us, God. Thank you for 2016, how you have just blessed our church and you've blessed us as individuals. God, we pray that we would honor you in 2017. We pray that our hearts would please you, and we pray that these gifts would please you and they would be used to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, when I am alone, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but just give me Jesus.
You can already tell things are a little bit different this morning, but I'm going to kind of combine my message in the prayer time this morning, because starting a new year, I mean, I think the one thing we need to do is definitely be in prayer for this new year. And, you know, it's as I think back on 2016, I mean, I look around this room and I know so many of you, you know, 2016 may have meant a lot of different things to all of us. It, you know, some it brought great memories, some it brought sadness, especially in the business I work in. I see it every day, you know. People standing over that grave of a loved one. Did it myself this year, and I know many of you have. And I think those memories are there to serve us and to remind us of those lives. And that's, you know, even though it's a bad time and a hard time, those memories will always be there. But I also think as we look forward to 2017, God wants us to move forward on a lot of things, you know. And I'm gonna talk about some of those things here in just a minute. And keep it as short as I can, because, you know, it's y'all know I get a little wordy at times. And they asked me earlier what my sermon title was. I said, let's just call it The Ramblings of a Madman, you know. And that may be what you get this morning, and, you know, but I would like y'all to stand. I'm gonna lead us in one worship song here, and then kind of what I used to do before I came to Wiley Methodist, I traveled a little bit, and I would sing songs and talk a little bit in between, and that may be what you get this morning if y'all are okay with that. And, yeah, y'all can go ahead and stand up. It's some of them started too. They're like, wait, he's still talking. No. Y'all are gonna know this, and since we're small in numbers, you have to sing out for everybody else that's not here.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then
my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Sing, how great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God.
Sing, how great are you, God? He's the King of Kings.
How great are you, God? You're the King of Kings. How great are you, God? And all will see how great. How great are you, God? How great are you, God? You're the King of Kings. How great are you, God? And all will see how great are you, God?
And you'll be seated.
Somehow I took my eyes off of the cross. Don't get me wrong, I'm not exactly lost. I can see where I need to be. I can see just where I've been. I'm somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand. Lord, I know right now that you know where I stand. And I can't stand any more of this great forsaken land. On my knees I'm crying out, reaching for your hand. Somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand.
You ever find yourself in that position?
I know I never meant to let you down. Your grace is the most amazing thing I've found. And why surrender all to you? Right here where I stand, somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand. Lord, I know right now that you know where I stand. And I can't stand anymore of this great forsaken land. On my knees I'm crying out, reaching for your hand. Somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand. Here's my heart, here's my soul, here's a broken man. Somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand. I'm somewhere between the solid rock and shifting sand. Thank you.
ask that question if you've ever found yourself in that position. I know I have a lot of times. So Happy New Year, everybody. Y'all sound excited about it. Some of you are going, I'm so glad 2016 is over. And some of you are looking forward to a new year. Some of you have no idea what the new year holds. I'm kind of there myself. We have a lot of new things. We had Christmas last week, so y'all probably all have new things, right? New technology, a new calendar to put on the wall. And I saw this yesterday, and it's funny whenever Jeff asked me to bring a message. You know, a lot of times I'll start in thinking I know where I'm going, and then throughout that week before I do that message, I start seeing things and hearing things, and God just starts changing my direction. And I knew this week was going to be about new things, but I saw this sign yesterday, and I thought it was really cool. It said this. It said, today is the first page of a 365-day book. Write a good one. So, y'all ready to write a good one this year? Two of you are ready. Okay. I feel your pain, Jeff. This is an interactive thing, just in case. No, New Year 2017. I've just got a few things here that have kind of been on my mind, and get my technology going here. You know, I was talking about new things, and everybody likes new things, and that includes God. Because you start looking through Scripture, and I'm going to point some of them out to you here in just a little bit. So many Scriptures that talk about new things and just His promises. And one of the verses that's always stood out to me was in Isaiah, and it says this, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing, now it springs up, do you not perceive it? And I like this part where it says, I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And as you look back at 2016, I mean, some of you may have had a great year, and you're saying, you're not talking to me because it was one of the best years of my life. But, you know, I think some of us kind of wandered in that desert a little bit, kind of went through a little bit of a wasteland. And He's promising right there, you know, yeah, you had a tough year, but we've got a chance for something new. And that Scripture is always, not just for a new year, but that Scripture has always stood out to me, that no matter what you're going through, if you just trust Him and follow Him and just listen to what He's doing, it says, do you not perceive it? That's what He wants us to do, is listen to Him and perceive what He's doing. He says, I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. So if you look back at 2016, like I said earlier, you know, it may have been a hard time for some of you. It may have been a great time. You have those memories, but also, you know, he has so many promises for us. You know, of course, this is one of my favorite scriptures, sing to the Lord a new song. When you talk about new things, you know, as a worship leader, it's, or, you know, someone that sings, you're always looking for that new song. And I think even last time I spoke, God told me you need to find your song. And, you know, and I realized it was Him. You know, he promises in His Word to give us a new heart and a new spirit. Then 2 Corinthians 5:17 is one of my favorite verses, and you'll know it. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And it tells us that the old is gone and the new has come. So, you know, no matter what you're going through in life, you have that opportunity for newness, and He promises that. And then another scripture tells us that His compassions are new every morning. So that means when you got up today, guess what? His compassions were new. Today doesn't quite hit the mark, the first day of that 365-day book. Guess what? You get up tomorrow, His compassions are new. You have an opportunity every day. You know, we talk about New Year's, we talk about those things, but every day we have a new chance. Because we have a Lord, you know, they always say He's the God of second chances. He's a God of a lot more chances than that. Just, He's given you an opportunity every day just to serve Him and to follow Him. And sorry, I've been fighting this for 2 weeks now, trying to breathe. So, are y'all looking for something new this year, something exciting? Hopefully so. All right. As I said earlier, you know, I'm keeping this pretty short, and I mean, it's just to say His Word. I mean, to stand up here and read that scripture. I mean, I could have stood up here and not sing a song and told you those scriptures and said, go tell someone, and that would have been the end. I mean, that would have been, that preaches, right? So, But as you face this day, as you face every day of this year, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And I said earlier, I don't think he wants you to forget those things, but, you know, we don't have to let 2016 define us. If things didn't go quite that way, he's always saying, you know, we can move forward. We can, you know, just trust me. Do you not perceive it, what I'm doing? And I said earlier, I wanted to kind of combine our prayer time, and that's what I want to do right now. I just want you to bow your heads, and just as we close out today, I've got some things, and I think I've shared this one time before, but I think as we begin a new year, it's just something for you to keep in mind. And before I pray, I just want you to think about these things as I read them. And I want you to say, you know, just convey these things to God, because I think it's something we can do to dedicate to him. Just listen to this and just talk to him as I say these things. It says, God, today I dedicate my mind to you. I want to think on things that are good and right and pure. I want to take captive thoughts that are not from you. I want to remember your past faithfulness when I'm tempted to doubt. Today I dedicate my eyes to you. I want to see others the way you see them. I want to view my circumstances through the lens of hope and faith. I want to look at life as one who's confident that you are with me. Today I dedicate my ears to you. I want to hear your voice above all others, clamoring for my attention. I want to listen to you and honor others by listening well to them. Today I dedicate my mouth to you. I want my words to be life-giving. I want to speak honestly and sincerely. I want to think before I speak. This is a big one. Today I dedicate my heart to you. I want my heart to be pure and undivided. I want to master my emotions, not serve them. I want my dreams and desires to please you. Today I dedicate my hands to you. I want to work hard at whatever I put my hands to. I want to touch others in love and goodwill. I want my hands to be open for whatever you want to give me and willing to release anything you want me to surrender. Today I dedicate my feet to you. I want to go wherever you send me. I want to stand firmly on the truth and not stumble. Father, as we come today to this new year, God, we thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We just thank you for your love for us. We thank you most of all for Jesus, that through him all things are made new. God, I just lift up everyone in this place this morning that as they begin this new year, just that our focus, not only as individuals but as a church, would be on you, God. Lord, we just we love you, and you know, sometimes it's easy to get focused on past things and to worry about how things have been, and we gauge what's going to happen based on how they have been, Lord. And just help us to remember that through your Son, through your sacrifice, through your love for us, we can continue on in your grace and your peace and your love. And I ask that's what we do in our relationships with others, in our jobs, in school. No matter what we face day to day, God, just allow us to face it with a renewed love and a renewed enthusiasm that comes from you. Or if there are those that don't know you, I pray that this new year brings just more revelation of you and what you can do in their lives and just their willingness to follow and to believe. Lord, and as we move forward, as we leave this place today, even just help us to remember that no matter what we go through, we don't have to be tied down by the chains of this world. Because we have you, and we honor you, and we serve you, and we want to serve you more. God, just give us new opportunities to reach out to others in your name. God, give us opportunities to just love others, show them your love. Lord, as we come to the end of this time today, I just pray for everyone in this place. I pray for those that aren't here today for whatever reason, you know, whether it's just traveling for holidays. God, just Just bring us all back together with a renewed spirit. We say it every week in this place, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And we know you're already in this place. God, just I pray that in 2017, just a renewed just that you fill this place with your love and with your spirit. And fill the people that inhabit this place. You say you inhabit the praises of your people, God. And I just pray that we would praise you even more this year. Lord, we love you and we give you honor and praise in all things. And all God's people said, amen. I just want y'all to join me in this one last song and we'll close this morning. If Jeff will be up here. If anyone needs to pray, he'll be available. The altar is always open. You know, I mentioned just a second ago the chains of the world, and this song is one that we all know well. You know, it's Amazing Grace, and it says, my chains are gone, I've been set free. And that's what I pray for y'all for this year. You know, if anything's holding you back, if anything has, you know, gotten in the way of your relationship with God, that those chains would just be broken this year, and that we would all be set free. So y'all sing this with me.
Soon dissolve like snow,
The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Do me a favor, turn to someone, tell them Happy New Year. All right. And now go tell someone. Okay. All right. Bless y'all.